They've been sick. Yeah, I talked to him the other day. She'd been real sick, and he caught it and then gave it to her. Yep, so, yeah, I called him the other day to see how they were. And remember David Jenkins, too. Mentha was here Sunday, his wife, and she said he's been under the weather, too, so they're not here tonight either, so remember them also. All right, let's go to Matthew 24. I want to read verses 3. We got through 13 last week. And then I want to read to verse 15. We're probably only going to get verse 14 and 15 tonight. So let's read this. In verse 3, it says, "And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, and see that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginnings of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." Verse 14, it says, "In this gospel the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand." Let's stop there tonight. Real quick review, there's a few of you who haven't been here the past couple weeks. We've been talking about the end time and the events of the end time. And I'm going to say this, and we looked last week, and I'll talk about this again here in just a second, how things in Revelation fit perfectly with what Jesus said here in Matthew 24. We're going to see tonight that things that Daniel said way back in the Old Testament also fit in perfectly with everything that Jesus said here. Now, Moses was a special man, wasn't he? Indeed, he was called by God to deliver the children of Israel. And his words mattered. The words of the prophets mattered. The words of the disciples when they spoke mattered. And the words of John when he wrote the Revelation matter. But I am telling you, there is not a more authoritative voice in the Bible than that of the voice of Jesus himself, okay? While the prophets and preachers in the Bible, Old Testament and New, proclaimed the Word of God, Jesus Christ is the Word of God. And so with that said, there is not a more authoritative word. And so I said a couple weeks ago, I said, you want to get the straight story, you go right to the horse's mouth. And so we're going right to the horse's mouth here in Matthew 24. Now, verse 3, they want to know when. People are still hung up about this, aren't they? You know how many dates I've heard people set since I got saved? Matter of fact, I saw a guy the other day on the news carrying a sign about the end is coming, and he had a date. And I thought, man, would you quit? Because I hate to say it, but people like that make the rest of us look like a bunch of kooks. Because let me tell you what's going to happen. Bible says no man knows the day or the hour. And I got news for you. That cat with that sign, he ain't got no clue either. But he's carrying around a sign out in public. The end is coming on this date. And when that date comes and the end don't come, guess what lost people are going to say? Yep, just another nut job goes to church on Sunday. I wish people would quit making dates, because I don't know how many dates I've heard people say. You know, there was that Mayan calendar back in 2012. That was supposed to be the end of the world. Y2K was supposed to be the end of the world. And I don't know how many different preachers. I've got a preacher friend of mine. I bet that guy has set 20 or 25 different dates with me about when the Lord's coming back. He's been wrong every time. You know why? Because Jesus clearly said, no man knows the day or the hour. You're not going to figure it out. And I'm going to say this, rather than spending your time trying, how about you be faithful to the work that the Lord left the church to do, instead of trying to figure out something you can't figure out? I just think it's a better use of time. But anyway, they want to know when. People still want to know when. Now, verse 4. He told them, take heed that no man deceive you. We discuss that. How do we make sure no one deceives us? Well, first thing you better be doing is praying. The second thing you better be doing is in this book right here, because this book is the truth, and I'm telling you, if you don't know the truth, you ain't going to recognize a lie when it comes up, okay? lies will just come in all shapes and forms, and you'll be deceived real quick if you don't know what the truth is. And if you don't know the Bible, the Word of God, you don't know the truth, and Satan will have a real easy time with you. Prayer and study of the Word of God, being in God's house with God's people.